For millennia, those who possessed a public voice, who claimed to speak for the people, never trusted the people, posted by their actions their belief that the problem was in fact us and not aggregated and concentrated power arrayed against us. And this was evidenced by their allegiance to and reproduction of organizational forms for monitoring and managing we the people, a tendency fostered predictably by power, by means of its network of agents. So no doubt, it's a knotty problem we have before us. And we looked at it to a degree in previous shows when we noted the impossibility of revolution in a single state, as power is a global reality. The problem is power's ability to shift popular opinion against us by its agents' use of violence and other antisocial behaviors. I think you know the sort of thing I mean, whatever would provoke a yuck in power's audience. But then we've never talked openly about these tactics, have we? In the context of freeing all humans from our bondage. With that as the goal, ending coerced work, the people will know that power's duplicity and ruthlessness, in order to stop it, has no bounds. Power's reaction, then, will provoke further thought and discussion, particularly if we're shepherding it